What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Well, hi. Welcome to the short show. This is Talking Real Money abbreviated today. We're just doing from now until the bottom of the hour, which actually works out to about 24 minutes. Throw the commercials in. You better hurry and call. If you have a question about money, because this show is called Talking Real Money, and I'm Don McDonald, the number is 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. If you would like to talk with me live, then you need to call really, really soon, because I'll be out of here in a little bit, because basketball's coming up next on Como, where we do the show live on Saturdays from noon until 2 Pacific time, 3 until 5 Eastern at 855-935-TALK. Got that? Cool. All right. Now, I missed you today at we had a brunch today at 13 Coins in Bellevue for all of our, well, a few of our clients, and I want to thank you all for coming out for that. Thank you all for listening, because Tom promised me you would all be listening. And if you have a question that Tom didn't answer, because you know how Tom can be, give me a call, 855-935-8255. What is today's subject? Well, I decided that because I was in the process of doing some research for the upcoming big, gigantic retirement event that we have coming up in February in Bellevue, which is called Retire Meet. This will be the fifth time we've done Retire Meet, and they've all been packed, all been sellouts. Really, really honored that that's been the case, because it was my idea. And people said, really? An event for people retiring? Well, again, that's why I was doing some research, and I ran into a relatively new study that was done the end of last year by Kiplinger's, and they've published a couple of stories, one in February and one in January, about this big, big, big retirement study that they did. And it's actually relatively heartening. I was pretty surprised. This Kiplinger and Personal Capital study was pretty involved, and they found that people were doing better than you might have imagined. The median net worth of the people that they interviewed was about $400,000. They found that the amount saved for retirement was on average about $327,000, which is pretty impressive. And that those who made great incomes were actually doing pretty well. This is over all these investors of all ages, and they found that number at about $670,000 for those who make over $100,000. And that's not half bad. For those under $100,000, it's $180,000. Most of the people surveyed thought they would need about $1 million in retirement. And I have to tell you, from what I've experienced over the years, unless you want to live very, very frugally, $1 million is, for most people, going to be, most middle-class Americans, unless you want to move to Kansas or something, that is going to be bare bones requirement. You're going to have to at least get to $1 million. So you need to look at your portfolio. You need to look at your investment portfolio and determine, how much do I have now, and given a reasonable increase, how much am I likely to have in retirement? Because it's going to need to be $1 million in 2019 dollars. So you've got to save a lot of money. That even that $327,000 minimum, that takes a triple to get to $1 million. And if that's the average, it's still going to be a struggle for a lot of people to get to that $1 million mark. What really shocked me about, well, it didn't shock me, it bothers me. And I think this is in part due to Kiplinger's bad question. The question was, how do you get your financial guidance? That was the question they asked. And they gave people the following stupid choices. One, broker. Okay, I got that. Broker. Money manager. What's that? What is a money manager? A broker could be a money manager. A registered investment advisor could be a money manager. An insurance agent could call themselves a money manager. Some guy wandering down the street aimlessly with a backpack and living in a tent could say, hey, I'll give you advice. I'll be a money manager. What's a money manager? Then they said a commission-based planner, a fee-only planner, a family member or a friend, an insurance agent, a robo-advisor, or other. And the answers really fascinating. 855-935-TALK is the number. Give me a call here on the very short version of Talking Real Money. 855-935-8255. I'm Don McDonald.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Would you like to talk to a real investment advisor for free? Set up an appointment at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Welcome to the seriously abbreviated edition of Talking Real Money. I am Don McDonald. Tom is not here today. He was at the brunch for our clients, and I'm here for 15 minutes. So if you want to call, hurry. 855-935-TALK is our number, 855-935-8255. Actually, otherwise, you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and leave a question that I will answer on our podcast. And there is now a new Talking Real Money daily podcast. I do a podcast every weekday, unless it's a holiday or I take a vacation. And you can check all those out on your favorite podcast service, the biggest probably being Apple Podcasts or iTunes. And if you go there, subscribe. Just hit the subscribe button, then you'll always get them. And if you really like them, review the darn thing, please. Check it out. The Talking Real Money Daily Podcast. Answer questions every single day. It's only about 10 to 15 minutes long, so you can get it in on your, you can get an episode in on your commute and still have time to listen to Como. 855-935-8255 is our number. Talking about retirement and how well prepared for retirement are you? This is one of the reasons why 5 years ago we started Retire Meet, which is this become this great event. We kept it purposefully small, though. We could have enlarged this to, 1,000, 1,500 people, but we kept the size intimate enough that everybody has an opportunity to meet those who are involved. This is not something where you don't get to see the speakers. The speakers are there. They're there throughout big chunks of the day. You can sit and talk to Dan Solon. You can sit and chat with me for a minute or with Tom or with Herb Weisbaum or, all these great people that we have show up there. Rick Gregorick. We've got a PhD social security expert coming out from DC. It's just, wow. I mean, go get your tickets for this thing, because I guarantee we are within 50, 60 seats of selling out, and it's still 3 weeks away. So you're going to be gone before the event gets here. So don't put it off to the last minute. Just go to retiremeet.com and you can learn more about it there too. I was talking about where people get their financial guidance for retirement. And I said before the break, I thought the question or the answers were phrased badly, defined badly. But it's really interesting to see where you get your investing advice. According to Kiplinger's brand new study, 21% get their advice from stockbrokers. Now, that's absolutely going to be commissioned advice. Number two is something called a money manager. Now, given the fact that a lot of stockbrokers don't like to be called stockbrokers anymore, I would be willing to bet that the vast majority of that 19% is also commission-based. Then the next one is commission-based planner, which is definitely what used to be called a stockbroker. We didn't use these euphemisms before I recovered from being a stockbroker. So what is that? That's 47% are probably getting it. Well, no, when you throw in an insurance agent at 10%, wow, what is that? That's 30, 40, 50, 57% getting their advice from somebody who gets a commission. Fee-only planner. Fee-only financial planner, investment advisor. Only 13% of you go to a fee-only fiduciary advisor. That's just too low. You think you're getting a good deal when you go to these commission guys because they do a wonderful job of hiding the commission. They tell you things are not loaded or non-commissioned when in fact they carry massive and painful loads and commissions and ridiculously high fees that cover the commissions paid. They just don't like to disclose that to you, and you don't like to read prospectuses. I know you don't. They're boring. So you better get yourself a fee-only 100% fiduciary advisor. Next up, tied with fee-only advisors, friends and family members? Really? Really? You have a serious pain in your abdomen that you've had for 2 weeks, and it might kill you, and you're going to get your medical advice from a friend or a family member, are you? You're going to let your friend or your family member help you with that lawsuit or that divorce or that adoption? Sure, let's let a friend or a family member help us with those. Just because you've got a friend or a family member who claims that they're a great stock picker or something doesn't mean they know diddly, and they certainly don't have the time or the inclination to really provide the kind of guidance, personalized guidance you need. That's just, I can't believe 13%, friend or family member. Then I mentioned insurance agent at 10%, robo-advisors at 5%, that's fine, and other. Other. 4% of you go to other. Who other is? Guess your guess. Good as my guess. We have no idea who other is. Now, what is the biggest concern among people heading into or in retirement? What's the one concern? I would have thought it was running out of money, but actually that is not it anymore. The biggest concern is medical care, being able to afford health care. Now, I don't care what your political leanings are. I really don't. I'm a Republican or a Democrat or something. I float so close to the middle. I don't care. It's sad that older than our parents, or soon me, or grandparents, also me, might in retirement have to be concerned about paying for their health care. Just isn't there something inherently wrong with that? Yes, you can plan for it, but in many cases, you can't plan for it. You don't know how much it's going to cost. And this whole business about buying long-term care insurance or some variation on the theme, I got to tell you, a lot of the folks who sell these things are getting big fat commissions, and they've been misleading people for decades. Decades. Many of these policies were sold years ago. You know, the premiums will never go up, and you're going to be covered against everything. And as realities sink in with these insurance companies, they discovered that their payouts were much worse than they ever anticipated in their actuarial studies, and they had to raise premiums or cut benefits. And there's just no way. Insurance is not the answer. Insurance is never the answer, because here's the problem with insurance. A big chunk of the money you pay for insurance goes to make money for the insurance company. I don't know what the answer is, but it's sad that that's the number one concern. We'll talk more about your money and your retirement. 855-935-TALK is our number, 855-935-8255. And don't wait. Go to Retire Meet right now. Get your tickets for Retire Meet 2019.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
I'm Don McDonald. Tom is out doing some other stuff this afternoon because this is an abbreviated version as we are being, the bulk of the show is being preempted for Husky basketball coming up in just a few minutes. We are talking today about retirement because one, we've got this, the biggest event we do all year coming up, Retire Meet 2019. Wow, do we have great speakers. I mean, really, best batch of speakers we've ever had. We don't have anybody pitching stuff this time. We did before, well, they were experts, but became a little pitchy. So we don't have that, but we do have great, great information for you. And so go get your tickets now at retiremeet.com. They are discounted over the at the door price, but we haven't had any at the door tickets in a while, or I should say ever. This, I'm looking at the Kiplinger's retirement survey that they did at the end of 2018, and it's a really good study on concerns that people have in retirement. Now, this isn't as much about concerns in retirement, but it kind of goes back to what I was talking about before, and that is the fact that the number one concern of people heading into retirement or in retirement is the cost, the high cost of healthcare. This question, when I ran across it, I went, wow, is that telling? Here's the question that was asked of the respondents. If you don't think you'll save enough for retirement, what's preventing you for saving as much as you'd like to have? The number one answer was high health insurance and medical costs. Again, we come back to our health care costing us so much money that we can't afford to save for retirement. But here's another one that I found fascinating. And this goes back to the advice you've been getting where you've been going to your stockbroker or commission-based person, disappointing investment performance. I must tell you that if you've been using active management or stock pickers or, you know, great research from your stockbroker, you probably have had very disappointing investing performance. Whereas if you just went out and bought the global market, you would rarely have been disappointed. And as a matter of fact, over the last decade, you would have been happy with your returns, even if you had a very conservative portfolio. It's just you're getting such bad advice. That's why your investment performance is disappointing. Few of the others. Now, let's see. Health insurance was 28%. Disappointing investing performance was 24%. Digging out of debt, 15%. That's a good reason. Get out of the debt. Saving for college? That should be, and it 7% said that. That should be a lower priority than retirement. It really should. I also think that saving for a home, which got almost the same percentage, it should be a lower priority than retirement. Because homes, while they're lovely and they're nice for lifestyle, have been terrible. Terrible investments. Then there's the making student loan payments, which is about 5%. And 14% of you don't save enough for retirement because of other. if they just made other, I really like buying stuff. That's probably what other is. I'm really enjoying buying stuff, so I don't want to save for retirement. You need to save for retirement. You need to manage your retirement. You need to understand what kind of health care costs you're going to be facing. You need to have a better grip on Social Security. Matter of fact, about half the respondents weren't real confident that Social Security will provide the income they expect. That's something we're going to talk about at Retire Me. We're going to talk about building the wealth you need. We're going to talk about having an income stream that should last you a lifetime and it will if you do it right, without going out and paying an insurance company for an annuity. Estate planning stuff, tons of great information at Retire Meet 2019. We have two keynote speakers. I'll be there all day. Tom will be there all day. You need to be there, and the lunch is great. So go check it out at retiremeet.com, retiremeet.com.
That the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, knowing can accurately, consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures.
Are we done now?